Hi, this is Rod Faulkner, and you are listening to the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 47 of the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast, the podcast where we share with you terrific indie, science fiction, and fantasy, online short films and web series, as well as interviews with fascinating filmmakers and other creatives. Thanks for listening. This episode, we are featuring an Australian import, a dark fantasy web series called Jade of Death. Jade of Death was created, written, and directed by Aaron Good and produced by Taylor Lytton Strain. And it is a 6-episode dark fantasy introducing the titular Jade, portrayed by actress Bernie Van Thiel. Jade is a young woman with the dark supernatural ability to foretell the exact moment and manner of death of anyone that she meets. So, as you can probably imagine, her gifts tend to isolate her from the rest of society. When we meet Jade, however, she has found a refuge of sorts as a fortune teller for a nighttime carnival. Haunted by her past and again isolated by her powers, Jade takes refuge in her job. There she enjoys her friendship with her protective co-worker George, portrayed by actor Yoshi Hausler, and she is also enjoying the emergence of a tender romance with her fellow carnival co-worker Maya, portrayed by actress Jordan Cowan. However, Jade's reverie is soon shattered after she has an encounter with a very tall and forbidding man named Wilkins, portrayed by actor Nicholas Hope. Wilkins is a sinister figure who knows about Jade's gifts and who possesses dark powers of his own. As the series progresses, we come to discover that Wilkins represents malevolent forces who want to use Jade because of her gift. However, they soon discover that underestimating this young woman may be one of the biggest mistakes that they have ever made. Jade of Death introduces to the genre of dark fantasy a new feminist and lesbian heroine in a class all her own. Van Thiel is a revelation as Jade. Her textured and nuanced performance conveys emotional vulnerability, underscored by keen intelligence and steely independence. Jade of Death is an alluring and chilling fantasy noir with a mesmerizing protagonist who deserves a prominent spot among the most memorable heroines of the genre. The web series is also gorgeous to watch because the production takes advantage of the natural beauty of Australia, as well as having cinematography that uses light and shadow to glorious effect, creating again like a film noir type of atmosphere in which the narrative thrives. A link to our full published review of Jade of Death is included in the show notes of this episode. Just visit the 7thMatrix.com and navigate to podcast, or use the direct link, the 7thMatrix.com/EOSF podcast, to not only access the show notes for this episode, but an archive of show notes from all of our previous episodes as well. If you're a fan of great dark fantasy narratives, especially those that center remarkable young women, such as the most recent The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and the iconic television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, then you will find much to like in Jade of Death. It gets my highest recommendation, so definitely check it out. Hey everyone, Rod Faulkner here, and before I sign off, I needed to ask your help. Ever since the 7thMatrix.com came online in 2013, we have been sharing terrific indie science fiction and fantasy, online short films, and web series on the site ad-free. However, in order to continue our work, we need your help. If you would, please visit the 7thMatrix.com/support in order to learn all of the ways in which you can help us continue to do the work that we do. You can make a donation via our PayPal button, become a monthly supporter via Gumroad, or purchase our science fiction and fantasy short film guide that contains over 30 hours of outstanding indie science fiction and fantasy short films. Or you can choose to support one of the Eye on Sci-Fi podcast sponsors. But either way, your support is vital to us, and we thank you. And that concludes another episode of the Seventh Matrix Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Thanks again for listening, and remember to subscribe to us via our RSS feed, on iTunes, or wherever you found us. And please leave us a review on iTunes as well. That really helps others find us, and I really appreciate it. Make sure to head over to the7thmatrix.com to discover a wealth of independent science fiction and fantasy content that we have collected there. Sign up for our newsletter so that you will receive our latest discoveries directly into your inbox. So until next episode, everyone, remember to take a break, escape the mundane, and enter the fantastic. Take care.